Hillsboro Hawks sophomore Michael Brewer joining us here on Regional Radio as we continue our Dream Team interview and a coverage of all the area athletes named to the Winter Sports Dream Team. Michael, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And then, Michael, for you, just what does it feel like to be a Dream Team athlete? Obviously, the first time that you're getting that opportunity, just what does it mean to you to know that all these area coaches elected you as one of the 10 best basketball players in the listening area?
I feel very honored, you know, just being a sophomore and having to work so hard and stuff, like, and I really see that, like, all the work I put in over the summer and stuff.
Yeah, you talk about that work. What did you really try to work on?
My shooting.
It was the shooting? Was it a matter of mechanical things or a matter of just getting into the gym and just putting up shots after shot?
Putting up shots after shots.
Awesome. And obviously it paid off pretty well for you this year, Michael, both from the outside and the inside. Going in with Gavin Pinkley, he's a two-time Dream Teamer now. Does it make it extra special that you get to go in as a teammate to be recognized at the ceremony?
Yeah, it does. It just going in there knowing someone you know and then, like, it was fun to work with him also this, like, school year. We worked great together, and, like, every time someone was up, when we'd get the ball to them, and most of the time they'd score or see someone open. It was just fun.
Yeah, let's talk about having fun. Obviously, putting together you guys got the second best or second most wins in Hillsboro history this year. You win a district championship for the first time since 2011. Just how much fun and how close were all you guys as teammates?
We were really close. We almost had team dinner. We try to have it every time before a game, and then we'd hang out on the weekend sometimes. Always, like, we'd have a group message, just talking about fun stuff. Like, we were really close, just all friends and stuff.
Yeah, and then obviously for you, you get another year. You're back. Well, you get two more years, but another year back with a lot of the core group of juniors as well. Have you guys started talking about the future and next year yet?
Yeah, we're ready for the season start up tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next year, and get back in the gym, start working, putting in more work.
And then, Michael, for you, obviously a big presence down low. You did a terrific job scoring and rebounding and also defensively. What do you feel is your best strength in your game?
Probably defense. Making sure nobody gets to the lane or someone does to help up and put a contested shot on them or something.
Yeah, would you rather make a devastating block or go up and throw down a devastating dunk if you were to choose one or the other?
Probably a dunk.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But the block probably a close second, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And then, Michael, for you, you're obviously transitioning from basketball now into full swing here during baseball season. So just once that basketball season ended, was it pretty quick for you to turn off the basketball mindset and get into the baseball?
Yeah, we only had I think we had 2 days of nothing to do. We had our two off days, and then we had to go right into baseball. So it was a quick transition.
Great. And then talking about that state sectional ball game that you guys played, what type of atmosphere and how great was it to play in those kind of back-to-back games where you had the district championship, Hillsboro was completely packed, and then obviously down at the Farmington Civic Center with an electric atmosphere too. Do you kind of feed off that crowd?
Oh, yeah. It was very loud, and energy was up, and every time someone would make a shot or, like, a block and turnover or steal, the whole crowd would go crazy. It was super exciting.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the fan clan, because I know they were always there during the gym with you guys on a pretty regular basis, and it seemed to be that you guys were all pretty close with them.
Oh, yeah, I got to give them probably the biggest shout out. They're at almost every game, biggest they could get. Like, they were huge supporters, and every shot you'd make, they'd scream and stuff. It was exciting. They made it a lot more fun.
Awesome. And then going forward into next year, you know, we talked a little bit about how excited you guys are to kind of continue, pick up where you left off this year, try to improve even more, make a deeper state run. But for you personally, is there anything you're going to work on in specific with your game?
Dribbling. Dribbling, shooting.
Dribbling? What about the dribbling kind of made you want to try to improve on that?
Well, I'll try to get my handles down more so I can be more of a guard and a big, so it'd be harder to guard me next year.
Awesome, awesome, Michael. And then just reflecting on this year as a whole, you know, obviously a sophomore and one of the best years in Hillsboro history. So when you look back on this, you know, maybe a few years down the line, you think about it, what do you think you'll remember it as?
Probably one of the best years in the district run we had and how good we were doing and only four losses on the season. It'll be fun and the group of guys we had.
Awesome. And then, Michael, obviously, a lot of people, I imagine, help you get to this point. So anybody you'd like to thank specifically along the way that kind of helped you do your journey being a Dream Team athlete?
Coach Johnson. He pushes me a lot, and very thankful for him.
Awesome. Hey, anything else you'd like to add here that I may have missed over, my friend?
Thank you for broadcasting our games all the time, and hope to see you next year.
Oh, you most certainly will. It's always fun to get out there and watch you guys play. There's no doubt about that. Hey, thanks once again for taking some time out of your day and speaking with us here for the Dream Team interview segment.
Yep.
That's sophomore Michael Brewer from the Hillsboro Hawks. You may not be able to catch him on the basketball floor, but you can certainly catch him on the baseball diamond for the spring and next year. He is a Winter Boys Basketball Dream Team member.